Going through a toxic relationship with a narcissist can tear you apart. It can make you feel so beaten down that it feels nearly impossible to recover. At a minimum, you are left feeling devastated, frustrated, headachy, jittery, drained, straight up exhausted. The list goes on and on. The pain can seem so bad that you feel cursed, and who could blame you? I mean, it's awful how someone you love so deeply could walk away from you without so much as a backward glance, right? And as they rush around, scooping up everything they own, maybe including the clothes off your back, it's almost like they are abusing you all over again. But it doesn't have to be like that. There are techniques, tactics, coping mechanisms, etc. that will help you to feel in control again. To feel hopeful that you aren't alone in the world and that you aren't just crazy. To know that you can do better. So how do you begin to recover? Once you've figured it all out, you might find yourself in shock and disbelief for a while before anything else. That's normal. The heartbreak is either going to feel immediately unbearable, or if you are like I was, you might go into some sort of suspended state of animation in a way, you know, where you're sort of going through the motions of your life and you're feeling numb and not present. Like you're there, but you're not really there. Well, that is, of course, until you start learning about the mind games and the manipulation and all that good stuff that the narcissist has been using to control you. Well, that's about the time you're going to want to know how to recognize the narcissist's abusive personal attacks and how to defend yourself, right? So you finally understand that these were textbook narcissistic abuse methods. You've done your research, you know what you're dealing with. You might also learn how to recover from a narcissist, logically speaking, because whether or not it's conscious and intentional, or it's a cluster B personality disorder causing trouble in your life and your relationship, well, the narcissist is focused on hurting you. So how do you get over a narcissist with the least amount of emotional pain? When you step back and you take a look at all the things you need to do for recovery, it can be a little distressing, to say the very least. When you think about how long it's going to take and all the steps you're going to have to take, right? But recovering from narcissistic abuse is not impossible. And personally, I believe that with the right mindset, the right tools, you can actually speed up your recovery time. So what's that all about? How do you do that? Well, let's start here. What's the most important thing that you have to do after the breakup with the narcissist? See, there's no instant, painless, quick fix for narcissistic abuse. There is no magical undo button that will erase the effects of psychological manipulation and abuse. Nor is there such a thing as an easy way out, and you're probably not going to recover very quickly. One of the downfalls of narcissists is that they keep us hooked with intermittent reinforcement, which, when combined with long game gaslighting and manipulation, and the manipulation of our realities, well, that makes it really hard to realize the severity of a situation, and it makes it really easy to deny our painful reality. Now, even though there is no magic pill to relieve ourselves of the after effects of narcissistic abuse, and even though we can't just snap our fingers and get recovery over with, well, it doesn't mean that we can't make things better in the process. The narcissist has hurt you deeply, carved out huge chunks of your soul, and left you absolutely spinning. You don't even know who you are anymore, am I right? You might want to scream out loud, "Why me?" You start to feel like you're cursed. The pain is unbelievable and excruciating, and it lasts for months upon months. It's like having shards of glass in your heart. The only thing standing between you and the happier, healthy future you is the narcissist. So how do you start? Where do you begin? Well, let's establish where you are today, and then we can begin to figure out exactly what it will take for you to move forward. The first thing you're going to want to do is take time to mourn the relationship. See, I've always felt that the best way to get through narcissistic abuse recovery starts with some time for a mourning period, with an end date in mind. Now, depending on the length and the nature of your relationship, you might need a few days, or a few weeks, or even a few months. If possible, take off a little time from work to sort of launch your mourning period, and then maybe a few days at the end of this time as well, just to go through the rituals involved. But you're going to want to think like a scientist at this point. Your next step in this whole process is going to be to learn how to think like a scientist. So how do you think like a scientist? Well, you start by researching and noticing the patterns. I've often mentioned that you need to look at a situation logically before you can really understand the emotions that go with it. What I mean is that to really push through the most painful parts of narcissistic abuse recovery, you can sort of look at the details like a scientist, as in, think about the psychology of the narcissist a little bit. Look at it, look at the narcissist, and notice the patterns in their behavior, and do some research. You'll find that what they're doing might look a lot like a playbook. And then the hard part. You're going to want to take a look at yourself and your own psychology. Figure out exactly what led you to be vulnerable to the narcissist in your life and notice the patterns that allowed you to stick around as long as you did. Chances are that it might have begun in childhood. Next, identify and name the narcissist's behaviors. For me, being able to identify it and name their behaviors, their tactics of manipulation, kind of took the sting out of the situation a little bit, at least on some level. When I was able to understand the psychology of a toxic relationship and look at it sort of like a scientist, as in logically and not emotionally, I could really get the facts and then I could connect those to my emotions. Which brings me to my next point. The next step for you will be to connect your past to your present. So find the connection between your past trauma and your present circumstances. That was a big part of stopping the pain and the addiction to the narcissist for me. And I found that for my clients, it's usually most effective to follow a similar path along their healing journeys. It also helped me to learn everything I could about my own psychology and about codependency, CPTSD, and the related side effects. And then to uncover and understand exactly which parts of my life were among the most traumatic and life-changing. Then I needed to understand exactly how those events and circumstances might have led to my current understanding of both myself and my life. That helped me to work on understanding and learning how to have healthier self-esteem and to recognize that I deserve at least basic respect, and that I could choose to set boundaries that make me feel comfortable and safe. Bottom line, narcissistic abuse is a difficult thing to endure, horrible, but my friend, you're not cursed. You can do this. You are a strong survivor, and it's not going to be long before the best parts of yourself come out, emerge from the fog of manipulation and control. The pain will get a little better each day, even if it feels like it's never going to end. But no matter what you do, don't give up. The journey to becoming whole again is 100% absolutely worth the trouble. I promise you. You can get help from a therapist or a coach, or you can join one of many online support groups for narcissistic abuse recovery, including one of Queen Bee's family groups. Here's a link for you right here, and I'll leave more links in the description for all that stuff. This brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, what have been your biggest hurdles in narcissistic abuse recovery, and how did you overcome them? Or if you're currently still struggling, what's slowing you down? Let me know. Maybe I can help. Share your thoughts, share your experiences, share your ideas in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. If you do happen to have experience in this area, let us know what worked for you and what you struggled with in the comments. You might end up helping another survivor today. There's nothing wrong with that. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life, and hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm gonna leave for you right there and right there. And while you're here, hit that subscribe button right over there so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.